Mike Clevenger and the Indians host the Orioles in search of a 16th straight win, and Clevenger gets some early run support courtesy of Edwin Encarnacion.
He blasts one to deep center field. Back is Adam Jones. He's out of room. It's out of here. Into the second level of trees in center field. And once again, the Indians score first. 16 in a row in which they have scored the first runs of the game. Oh, yeah. Painted the outside corner. Swung on and missed. He strikes him out. That's seven Ks now for Clevenger. Santana, right field, dropping near the line. It is a fair ball in the corner. Scoring is Yadier Diaz, and into second base with a double is Carlos Santana, and a 4-0 Indians lead. Bounced in there. Look at Lindor breaking for home. The slide, he is safe.
How about that for hustle?
Great jump.
You know, when you're leading by four, you can take those chances.
Here it comes. Swung on, chopped on the right side. Lindor gloves it, sets, throws, ball game. And the streak continues.
5-0 Cleveland is your final. Mike Clevenger ends up allowing just 3 hits and 3 walks with 7 strikeouts. He's thrown 6 scoreless frames in 3 consecutive starts. And Edwin Encarnacion has now reached base safely in 31 straight games. The 16-game win streak for the Tribe is the longest in the major leagues since the 2002 A's. Here's the Indian skipper, Terry Francona.
It certainly helps, and it's not always as easy as, you know, we say sometimes harder, sometimes it isn't. I mean, you know, Eddie tonight with a huge swing to kind of put us up early. They have such a good lineup, and I thought Clev really made some pitches. You know, he had a couple walks early, but he wasn't wild. You know, he just missed a bunch. But boy, he came back and made some, you know, full count pitches, off speed, you know, in fastball counts, and really pitched, and he stayed down, you know, the entire night. I thought Berto did a really good job with him tonight.
This is just kind of a natural progression, you think, Tito, with Clev, just the experience and maturity and understanding?
Well, I think with guys that are good enough, you know, I mean, yeah, it's nice to see, though, because not everybody does that, but he's getting better, and he's maturing, and gets exciting. Fun to watch guys get better. That was really fun to watch. I mean, you know, I got a good view of that, and he had a really good jump, and actually didn't make it that close. That's one of those where if somebody, you know, if you're leading off third and you don't go, nobody thinks a thing of it. But he was really heads up with that play.
Seemed like here recently that you guys have done a good job of just kind of keeping the foot on the gas.
And, yeah, I think.
Forcing the envelope, that sort of thing.
Well, and you can do that more when you're winning too, because it's not as glaring if you run into an out. But they're playing pretty good baseball. Well, That's a really good lineup that our guys kept off the board.
Have you ever been on a team that's won 16 in a row? Been back at Arizona or anything?
I don't know. My high school baseball coach texted me the other day, and because we went 14-0 that year, but we ran out of games because the season was over. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think anybody is. I think they're having fun, which they should. But, and we keep an eye on that pretty close. They've done a good job. All right, guys?
Let me know, okay?
And then everyone's
I mean, you know, Eddie tonight with a huge swing to kind of put us up early. They have such a good lineup, and I thought Clev really made some pitches. You know, he had a couple walks early, but he wasn't wild. You know, he just missed a bunch. But boy, he came back and made some, you know, full count pitches, off speed, you know, in fastball counts, and really pitched. And he stayed down, you know, the entire night. I thought Berto did a really good job with him tonight.
Is this just kind of a natural progression, you think, Tito, with Clev, just the experience and maturity and understanding?
Well, I think with guys that are good enough, you know, I mean, yeah, it's nice to see, though, because not everybody does that. But he is, he's getting better and he's maturing and gets exciting. Fun to watch guys get better.
Was it you enjoyed the aggressiveness of Lindor showed?
That was really fun to watch. I mean, you know, I got a good view of that and he had a really good jump. And actually didn't make it that close. That's one of those where if somebody, you know, if you're leading off third and you don't go, nobody thinks a thing of it, but he was really heads up with that play.
Seemed like here recently that you guys have done a good job of just kind of keeping the foot on the gas. And,
yeah, I think.
Forcing the envelope, that sort of thing.
Well, and you can do that more when you're winning too. Because it's not as glaring if you run into an out, but they're playing pretty good baseball. Well, that's a really good lineup that our guys kept off the board.
You ever been on a team that's won 16 in a row? Been back at Arizona or?
I don't know. My high school baseball coach texted me the other day, and because we went 14-0 that year, but we ran out of games because the season was over. Yeah, I don't know.
The Indians will go for number 17 in a row on Saturday when Josh Tomlin takes the mound.